says that if you give something to a goy, it's a gemara in Avodah Zarah. If you give something to a goy to carry over, and you want to know whether to make sure he didn't touch it, so if you put a chosim betoy chosim, then we know he doesn't dare to mingle with it. If it's just a chosim, sometimes he's professional enough to open the chosim to touch the wine, close it again, then you don't notice. If there's a chosim betoy chosim, so then it's impossible for him to do something and to get away with it. So that's Rebbein Shlomo makes a chesima l'toyva for Eden and Yekipa. For the Ne'ila, that's the first chesima, the chesima is Ne'ila. When Sitra Acher wants to show this and that, they're still doing Averis. So now Ishana Rabba, this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a chesim l'toy chesim, chesim l'toy chesim, then the Sitra Acher doesn't dare. Now there's one chesim he can try and filterate. But chesim l'toy chesim, then the Sitra Acher doesn't dare. That's the whole Chagos, the whole Chagosuk is the smartest of the Ummas Oilam. They're getting less and less, we're getting less and less involved with them. Until it comes to a point where the Bichlal, you know, the Bichlal, they've got no Ramkol to say anything. Nobody reckons with anything the Sitra Acher wants to say. That's a Shana Rabba. That's the Echona to Shmina Tzeres. Once it's Nisbara that the Gloim can't get in our way, so who's bleibt, what stays, just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Shmina Tzeres. There's always going, trying to get in. And therefore, a yichud, a kach baruch, is not a yichud shlem. Omer, through sukkahs, where there's every day, there's a par and one par less every day, which means there's smartest of the going, gone. On Hashanah Rabbah is gone. Hashanah Rabbah is the Mechem's Gogamogoy, which is going to happen on Hashanah Rabbah. In other words, where that's gone, the goyim are going to be gone. So sukkahs is going, but Hashanah Rabbah is gone. And therefore, what's left on Shmini Atzeres is asking the Rabbi Nishlei. That's why Shana Rabbah, there's a choysim b'toy choysim. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a choysim b'toy choysim. It's not shaykh anymore for the goyim to filter it. So Shmina Tzeres is a matzav and a musig of Megalad, amkus of a yid. Nothing can deter that from us. So we learn Zayis HaBracha, and the last words of Zayis HaBracha, last word of Zayis HaBracha is Yisrael. They ain't called Yisrael. Last thing is Yisrael. Since Galad, all that's left is Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Knesset Yisrael. So it's a bigger Musa Haskel, and it's a big chizuk for a person to tear himself away from Goyishkeit, to tear himself away from everything. Because the more he feels that there's only him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why after Yom Tov is always so, there's an Isru Chag, and it's so hard to get away from the Yom Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give an Isru Chag. Just like Hashem asked in Shmini Atzeres, stay with me one more day. We also must feel that we can't separate, because we really don't have. We reached the point of a Yid where Betzim's got no shaykhs with a goy. So how can he go back to his office and sell his diamonds to a goy? He's got no shaykhs anymore to all that. It's got to be an Isru Chag. He's got no shaykhs, and Nechnami's got no shaykhs. The Yid works and he deals with goyim in a way where he feels he's gonna shaykh to him. It's just a gzera. So then he's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. These sort of sukkahs of Shmini Atzeres, not to feel emotionally attached anymore to anything other than Torah, Knesset Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Reis of Yisrael, Chadu.